That was 1973. I was moved there from a children's home in Hollywood because I'd left school and started work, and that was the way the system was. It was like the Concora was like, I think, like a halfway house, you know, to get you ready for moving on. From day one, the atmosphere in it was oppressive. I done everything possible to stay out of the place. My job at the time, that didn't finish until after 6 at night. A lot of times I would just finish and just walk to the Hollywood Road and get the bus to Hollywood and go up to the children's home, which I used to be at. And I would even stay overnight there because I didn't want to go back to that place. Because the morning times were, they were the worst times. My work didn't start until 10 o'clock, right? But the other two guys in that shared the room, they were up at 6:30 in the morning and out for 7. Because I didn't work until 10 o'clock, I didn't get woke up until 8:30 or something. And that is when McGrath had me at his mercy. You know, he had me. There was nobody there. I mean, there was nobody in the house except for the staff and me. You know, and it was just them three men and me. I was just at his mercy. You know, when I was 16, I was this small guy.
Do you mean the three men, who, including William McGrath, who were eventually jailed? Those three men, was that who you were talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Now, two of them didn't abuse me at all. It was just McGrath. Now, the only thing, Semple, he just kept on trying to get me to go to Glentoran football matches with him, which I wasn't interested. It was just McGrath was the one and only. I don't know how they worked it out, or did they work it out? It'd be wrong for me to go into to decide who would have who, and I don't know. Because it's something you don't discuss with anybody else. You don't talk about it to the other guys in the room. The country was on the verge of a civil war at that time, I think. And when I walked around the Strandtown police station, it wasn't to tell them about the sexual abuse that was going on. It was just to tell them that I'm not getting treated very well around there. That was the terminology of it I used at the time.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't say anything. You know, and to have some sergeant stick his boot up your backside, you know, and kick you back out again. Because these people in that home were looked on as pillars of society in that local area. I mean, the little news agent across the road, the woman that run it, she thought we were the luckiest guys in the world to have such caring men looking after us. Yeah. Oh, well, all right, Mrs. Yeah, that's what you think. Go ahead. But, you know. So it was very, very difficult.
Yeah, it was all very different then. 8 years later, in 1981, William McGrath was one of three men jailed for abuse. What did you think about that?
Well, I initially thought it was very, very lenient. And, I mean, I was up in the court, I was up there on 2 days, and all of a sudden, the second day, I think it was the second day, he changed his plea, they all changed their plea. And after it, I walked back into Belfast and went and had a few beers with another guy. And then that was it. I think as far as the government was concerned, that was it, dead and buried. But I now believe that is not the way it's going to pan out. There's more to it than that.
You don't feel that the whole story of Kinkora has been told? You still think there's more to come out and there's more that should come out?
Oh, I strongly believe there's a lot more to come out. The authorities knew what was going on, and the authorities let it run for X amount of time. When I walked in there, there was people high up knew exactly what I was walking into, and they just let me walk into it.